VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. lawmakers will travel to the state of New Mexico this week as they search for answers about how a Guatemalan girl died while in U.S. Border Patrol custody. The family of 7-year-old Jacqueline Call is disputing an account from U.S. officials who said she had not been given food or water for days. In a statement, they said she had been given food and water and appeared to be in good health as she traveled through Mexico with her father. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says that death illustrates the dangers of illegal border crossings.
It's heart-wrenching is what it is, and my heart goes out to the family, all of DHS. This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally.
The young girl died of what medical officials initially determined as sepsis shock. Official accounts indicate she received a quick assessment, but it took too long to get her to the hospital. Officials from around the world have agreed upon a set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. Chairman of the talks, Mikhail Corteca, said the accord is just the beginning.
We will all have to give in order to gain. We will all have to be courageous to look into the future and make yet another step for the sake of humanity.
President Trump has said the U.S. will pull out of the Paris Accord. The U.S. military says it has killed 8 members of the al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike. No civilians were injured. That airstrike happened south of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The U.S. says it welcomes actions Pakistan is taking to promote a negotiated solution to the war neighboring Afghanistan. The acknowledgement came a day after Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan announced his country has arranged a next round of Washington's peace talks with the Afghan Taliban scheduled for Monday. Neither Khan nor the U.S. spokesperson have disclosed the possible venue for that upcoming meeting. This is VOA News. Sri Lanka has a new prime minister. Ramil Wickramasinghe has been reinstated. He was sworn into office on Sunday. Mahinda Rajapaksa had replaced him not long ago, but Rajapaksa resigned on Friday. He had been unable to win a necessary vote of confidence in parliament to function as prime minister. Yellow vest protesters are occupying dozens of traffic roundabouts in France, even as their economic reform movement appears to be losing momentum on the 5th straight weekend of demonstrations. 8 people have died in incidents tied to the movement, mostly from traffic accidents linked to roads blocked by protesters. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports demonstrations were more subdued nationwide on Saturday.
But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week. Government officials and opposition politicians called for protesters to stay off the streets this weekend after 4 people were killed in a gun attack at a Christmas market in Strasbourg earlier this week.
The protests started in November against fuel tax hikes, but have morphed into a general expression of anger at the government of President Emmanuel Macron. President Trump is pushing Congress to come up with a replacement for the Affordable Care Act, even as the White House says the so-called Obamacare will remain in place for now. Law professor and health care expert Timothy Jost says because the Affordable Care Act covered so many aspects of health insurance for those getting it themselves or from their employers, like pre-existing conditions or coverage for children up to 26, this ruling affects almost everyone.
The protections of the Affordable Care Act extend to every form of insurance coverage or public program coverage in the United States, and people will lose those protections if this judgment stands.
The U.S. Education Department said it will forgive $150 million in federal student loans as part of the 2016 rule that Secretary Betsy DeVos previously tried to block. Department officials have begun notifying 15,000 students their loans will be automatically erased because they attended colleges that closed while they were still in school or shortly after they finished. About half of them attended campuses under the for-profit Corinthian Colleges chain, which collapsed in 2015 amid widespread accusations of fraud. President Trump says his scandal-plagued Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke will leave his administration at the end of the year. Zinke's departure was Mr. Trump's second high-level personnel announcement in less than a day and the latest to leave the administration under a cloud of controversy. Get all the day's news on voanews.com. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.